Let us now seek the countenance of the Lord and ask for his help and blessing in prayer. Lord of the heavens, Lord of all the earth, it is in the evening of this, the day that bears thy name, that together as a congregation we seek thy favor, thy blessing in prayer. Lord, thou art high, thou art holy, thou art an unchanging God and unchangeable. We cannot move thee with our prayers, but thou who delighteth also to dwell in the heart of one who has been broken, a heart that has been made contrite, thou who from the stillness of eternity has desired a people to be gathered to thyself, and that the sun still rises and that the sun still sets, that the ordinances as we see them in the heaven still obey thy counsel, then, O Lord, thou art still gathering thy church. By the foolishness of preaching, by the ordinance which thou hast ordained, and which the children of men are obliged to place themselves under, O Lord, wilt thou this evening grant unto us and unto this flock what we do not deserve, but what we cannot miss. For then what has been needed in the morning and also in the afternoon in a sister congregation that is needed by renewal in this hour, O Lord, wilt thou also make thyself known as that God that doth delight in mercy? Remove all hindrances. Keep sleep from our eyes, slumber from our eyelids. Wilt thou bind the devil and cast him out? Wilt thou open thy word tonight for thy servant? Wilt thou grant free course therein? We need the unction. We need that fresh oil of anointing. By thy blessed and by thy Holy Spirit, we need it in the pulpit. And we need it in the pew. Then thou knowest the subject matter tonight. And, Lord, then may it not only be words that are spoken and words that are heard, but wilt thou give evidence of thy almighty power, and that especially in the heart of a sinner, here one or there one, could it be many tonight? For then thou knowest the heart of each. By nature, hard and stony, not desiring the knowledge of thy ways, perhaps content with form, perhaps content with custom, being under thy word, But wilt thou shoot an arrow tonight from thy heavenly bow, that it may strike between the joints of the harness, and one would have to be carried out, sorely wounded. O Lord, wilt thou lead and wilt thou teach thy people? Thou knowest where they are hidden. O, wilt thou say tonight, let me see thy countenance and let me hear thy voice? Oh, then thou knowest if that has taken place already, even before they entered into thy house. Thou knowest where here one or there one, they had to go on their knees. They had to lift up their voice. They had to say, Ah, Lord, wilt thou leave a blessing, an undeserved blessing, tonight? O Lord, wilt thou glorify thy grace? Wilt thou glorify that name of thy dear Son? Ah, then thou didst say, when upon the earth he was transfigured before thy disciples, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. Oh, may that voice be heard tonight, that in so hearing the dead may be called from that state of death unto life, to be called from darkness to light, from that kingdom of Satan to that kingdom of thy dear Son. Lord, with less we cannot do. We travel to eternity. And then what shall it be to meet thee outside of that blood and outside of that righteousness which has been shed and which has been given? Oh, by that mediator, by that way of his humiliation and by that way of his exaltation, who sitteth at thy right hand, who has said it is expedient for me to go away, that he would send that comforter, that spirit, that applier, that one who taketh of those things and showeth them unto a people. Lord, remember thy people. Then thou knowest what burdens, what difficulties, what trials and what troubles, all perhaps true in the body, but how much more in the soul? Riddles and perplexities, unable to loose themselves or find an answer. Lord, wilt thou uncover such riddles tonight with an answer from heaven? Or wilt thou grant those spiritual blessings from heavenly places? Remember thy servant. O Lord, may it not be that he must preach, but that he may preach tonight. Care for the servant whom thou hast set among this people in the old country this day. And, our Lord, then wilt thou grant what is needed also in the days before him. Bring him safely home again in the appointed time. Remember all thy servants, where they may labor in this day and in this evening, granting what is needed unto each. A humble place at thy throne and at thy footstool, but also with boldness to proclaim thy word. Remember our theological school, the instructors and the students together. Lord, wilt thou gladden them with thy deeds, instruct them and teach them, grant unto their families what is needed. From day unto day, O Lord, wilt thou encourage them. Wilt thou prepare them also, that they may be robbers of hell and the planters of heaven. Care for the vacant congregations, the elders that must read, the deacons that have their respective labors in each place. Care for the Christian schools, also in this place where thou hast provided and where thou doth continue to provide. For the year has begun and that may continue. Remember the teachers. Lord, convert them. Grant them tender hearts. Remember the children. Grant respectfulness from them and to the teachers and among each other. But above all, wilt thou teach them the precious truths of thy word and implant within them that tender fear of thy name. Remember the feeble ones, the infirm ones, those who are unable to gather in thy house with various afflictions and burdens, those under doctor's care, those receiving treatments, those who from morning till night then bear about within them a body of pain and a body of misery. O Lord, wilt thou grant patience under afflictions, and above all wilt thou sanctify him to the saving of the soul and to the instruction of the same. O Lord, wilt thou grant unto the consistory in this place what is needed to lead and to guide, in the catechism season, in the house visitation season, when they go from house to house. O Lord, grant a word here and there to be spoken in due season. O Lord, now remember us this evening. Give what is needed. Do more for us than we can ask and more than what we can pray for. And that for Jesus' sake. Amen.